from the many saintly persons and sages like Narada Muni, who visited her father's palace, the young princess came to know about Sri Krishna. And simply by hearing about him, she desired to surrender herself to the Lord's lotus feet and become his wife. All of her family members and relatives also agreed that Rukmini should be given in marriage to Krishna. All but one, her eldest brother Rukmini. Despite the desire of all the other family members, he arranged for her marriage with his friend Shishupal. When Rukmini discovered this, she became very morose. She knew that she had only one course of action. She decided to send a message to Krishna, and so that she might not be deceived, she selected a qualified Brahmin as her emissary.
Oh, best of the Brahmins, could you please do this for me?
My dear Rukmini, I feel very fortunate to convey your message to Lord Krishna. Of course I'll go.
Oh, thank you.
Without delay, the Brahmin left for Dwarka City. Having reached the gates of Dwarka, the Brahmin was led by the doorkeeper to the room where Lord Sri Krishna was residing. There he saw him, seated upon a golden throne. The Lord immediately got up and offered his throne to the Brahmin, after which he worshipped the Brahmin, exactly in the manner in which the demigods worship him. He thus showed that to worship the devotee of the Lord is more valuable than to worship the Lord himself.